This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Rodney is a slight man who worked as a house painter until his nearly lifelong high blood pressure wreaked havoc on his kidneys. This week he was told that he would not be put on the kidney transplant list because his kidney function was still too good. He was devastated. To him, his kidney failure was wrecking his life. One of the main functions of the kidney is to filter the blood and remove contaminants and fluid from the body. One important test used to assess kidney function is called the glomerular filtration rate, or GFR. The number is a mathematical calculation to determine the kidney's filtering ability. The calculation is based on the person's age and sex and race, among other things. Where the GFR becomes a subject for an NPR medical commentary is around the use of race in the calculation. To determine GFR, race in the calculation is coded as either black or not black. According to a recent article in the New England Journal of Medicine, the reason that race is part of the calculation is based on a stereotype that black people have higher muscle mass than non-blacks. Studies suggest this assumption is not based on strong science. A higher muscle mass would lead to a higher GFR, unless there was a mathematical correction. Normal GFR levels are about 60. When a person's GFR drops below 20, they can then be placed on a transplant list. But Rodney's GFR was still too high because he had points added to his score because he's black. This made his kidney function appear more normal. If he was not black, he would have made the criteria and he'd be on the transplant list. And there is nothing about Rodney that anybody would label as high muscle mass. He is 5'7" and weighs only 130 pounds. Even if Rodney were placed on the transplantation list, he would face other problems. The scale used to predict the failure of donors' transplantations uses race as an indicator of success. The reason race is included is a non-evidence-based assumption that kidneys that come from black donors perform worse than kidneys that come from non-black donors, regardless of the recipient's race. So this discourages surgeons from transplanting black kidneys out of an unwarranted fear that they may have a higher rate of failure. What all of this means for Rodney is that even when he does get on the transplant list, his wait for a kidney with a good match will be even longer. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.